Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bill Treasurer is here. Bill is a 16-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder and the chief encouragement officer at Giant Leap Consulting, and he's the guy who wrote the book Courage Goes to Work, and boy, howdy, we've talked about that over the years and learned so much from him, and it's now in its 10th anniversary edition out right now, and that's just one of the many books he's written, including Leaders Open Doors. He's our good friend, Bill Treasurer. Welcome back.
Jim, it's great to be here, and I always love when you play Jump from Van Halen as my bump.
Oh, yeah. That gets us going every day. So Bill, I got a big anniversary. Congratulations. Tell us about it.
Yeah, you know, it's quite a celebration. It's nice. This book is really, you know, it started out 10 years ago, Courage Goes to Work, and unexpectedly it did, you know, honestly better than I thought it was going to do. A year later, we found out that the book had become the 6th best-selling management book in China, of all places.
Wow.
And so it literally was an international bestseller, and after 10 years, the publisher decided to do a new edition, and we're first releasing it for the first time ever out in paperback with a new foreword from John Ryan, who is the president and CEO of the Center for Creative Leadership
right.
and a former vice admiral of the U.S. Navy. So I'm really just delighted to put it out again.
Absolutely. It's got a new cover and a new image on the front. It's great. So what have we learned about courage in the last 10 years that we didn't know already?
Yeah, you know, I've learned a few things just by going out into the world. As you know, I travel like you travel, and I'm working with groups all the time. Last week I was in Chicago and Phoenix. I regularly do courage-building workshops, including internationally, and I've learned a few things along the way, and I learn from every single group, Jim. You're aware of this. As speakers and as professionals and organizational development professionals, it's not that we come with all the knowledge all the time, right? Like, we learn from every workshop that we do from the participants. And one of the things I learned, honestly, was an interesting thing. I was in Tokyo. The sponsor who had brought me over there just happened to, you know, treat me very well. I was actually in a limousine. And I'm speaking to the limo driver on my way to the airport, and it was right after Fukushima had happened, the big meltdown after
right.
the tsunami.
Oh, yeah.
And we had a discussion about courage, because he was asking me what I do for a living and such. And when I told him about, you know, the courage, and he sort of got quiet for a second, he goes, yeah, you know, he says, here in Japan, he said, if it was in the United States after Fukushima has happened, you would see people with protest signs everywhere. But in Japan, we don't do that. We are very subdued when it comes to sort of, standing up for our rights in ways that you wouldn't find in the U.S. And that really caught my attention, because one of the expressions of courage, as you know, is what I call tell courage, the courage of voice or assertiveness.
Right.
And yet, cross-culturally, each culture is going to have some distinction of courage. And for in this person's opinion, and it's one data point, is that he felt that the Japanese are more of an honor society, and so they tend to not speak up in ways that, you know,
right.
the United States was born
right.
With a rebel fist in our hand, and we are more apt to speak up. So that's one of the things I learned, is that cross-culturally there are nuances to how courage is expressed, but all cultures value courage.
Well, that's exactly right, and it is interesting to see how different cultures think about ethics, about the way they present themselves, about how they, what their expectations are of each other, and but I think courage, regardless of how it manifests, courage is something that wells up from inside, doesn't it? I mean, whether you walk, you know, what is it they say? You know, speak softly and carry a big stick, or whether you have a loud mouth, courage still wells up in, from inside. And how do you identify that? How do you call on it?
Well, it's interesting that, you know, it's not only is it inside, it's like at the very heart of a human being. In fact, the word heart, if you, in most, in many cultures, it, corazon, in corazon means heart, which is also courage. It's the same word. In France, courage is couer, which also means heart. So it literally comes from inside of you, in your heart of who you are. And every human being has to use and activate courage to get through the human experience. How do you find it? You know, it's one of the things that, I think is interesting and I've learned in my workshops. I'll always ask the question at some point. I'll have people reflect on the sources for them of activating their courage. What is it that gets them going and activates it? You know, it's, and it really runs the gamut. For some people, prayer and tapping into the stillness of prayer and the confidence that prayer can give you and the humility that prayer comes with. For other people, it might be rock and roll music that they want to put on Van Halen before they go do something hard and speak to a, a challenging executive. Another person is tapping into their mentors or tapping into somebody that has done the hard thing that they want to do but they haven't done it yet. So it runs the gamut, our sources of courage, but it's a great thing for people to think about.
One of the things that I think we can do is recognize in advance when we're going to need courage. If you go into a meeting, you can role play how the meeting might happen, and you can anticipate, I might be called on to step up. Am I going to be able to do that? And if it's important that I do step up, how will I pull that off? You can have a word with yourself, can't you?
Absolutely. And in fact, you can use, you know, minor words to help you before you go into that meeting. So I used to, for example, coach an executive at Accenture, a company I worked at, and he was a good person, and I enjoyed coaching him, but he was really frenetic. He was an associate partner, and he desperately wanted to become a partner. Mm-hmm. And he was one of these guys who never felt like he was enough. And mm-hmm. so he was, you know, up all night, 3 o'clock in the morning, still sending emails, and he had this frenetic energy about him. And I asked him, what would it look like if he went into a partner meeting and he was being the person that he wants to be? And he sort of, he looked at me and said, I think I'd have a lot more calm confidence. Mm-hmm. And so that became his mantra. I said, those are the mantra. Those are the words that I want you to hang on to now. Whenever you go into a partner meeting, whenever you're feeling squirrely, whenever you want to display the kind of person you're trying to become, I want you to put those words, calm confidence, in your head. And I remember him getting ready to go into a meeting.
Hey, Bill, I got a hard break here. I got to come up. I got to get you to hold on. We're going to come right back with Bill Treasurer. His book is called Courage Goes to Work.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.